Our news in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After months of hostility, North Korea seems to be making an overture to the United States. It's proposing high-level talks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Myanmar that the U.S. has so far not yet responded to the proposal.
A spokesman for North Korea's National Defense Commission says the talks could include easing military tensions and even replacing the armistice that ended the Korean War with a permanent peace treaty. The spokesman encourages the U.S. government to avoid setting preconditions for the talks. Washington has previously said that the North needs to show it's serious by taking concrete steps to scrap its nuclear weapons programs and mend fences with South Korea. North and South Korea were scheduled to hold ministerial-level talks last Wednesday, but the North pulled out at the last minute. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Maijiayang, Myanmar.
In Turkey, some demonstrators remain defiant after police moved to evict activists from a park in Istanbul, the focus of anti-government protests over the past couple of weeks. Police have sealed off the area around the park to keep demonstrators away, but clashes still being reported, with riot police reportedly spraying tear gas and using water cannons again today. The death toll from a series of attacks in Iraq is rising. Authorities now say at least 30 people are dead and dozens injured. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad. The bombings targeted mainly Shiite areas.
Officials say two bombs placed in parked cars targeted the central city of Kut in an industrial area where construction workers gather. Two more bombs struck the southern city of Basra. There was also a shooting in the northern city of Mosul. Violence has increased sharply here in Iraq over the past 2 months. More than 2,000 people have been killed since the beginning of April. Violence like this has not been seen since the sectarian war of 2006 and 2007. Analysts say the conflict next door in Syria is giving Sunni insurgent groups a new confidence in Iraq, and some Shiites are fighting back. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
The government is attempting to rebut claims that it overreached in investigating potential terrorist plots. In a newly declassified information released to Congress, top intelligence officials say information gained from two controversial data collection programs run by the National Security Agency have thwarted potential plots in the U.S. and more than 20 other countries. Crews battling a deadly wildfire that's being described as the most destructive in Colorado history gaining ground.
We're upping the containment percentage on this fire from 40% to 55%.
Incident Commander Rich Harvey, the U.S. Forest Service, speaking to reporters last night. The Black Forest fire outside Colorado Springs has destroyed nearly 500 homes. But Harvey says crews are getting a handle on that fire thanks to cooler temperatures, calmer winds, and a rainstorm. This is NPR News. South African President Jacob Zuma says the health of Nelson Mandela is seeing sustained improvement, but that he remains in serious condition. Speaking at a Youth Day celebration, Zuma asked his audience to join him in wishing Mandela a happy Father's Day. Mandela has spent the last 9 days in a hospital in Pretoria because of a recurring lung infection. The joint Afghan-NATO board overseeing the nation's security transition will give its final approval today to the handover of the last most difficult parts of the country to Afghan government forces. Terry Schultz reports from Kabul. The decision comes as NATO's top commander voices concern about whether the gains made so far can be maintained.
Preparing for the final handover, the commander of international troops, U.S. General Joseph Dunford, says while Afghan forces are already leading most operations, he's concerned about what might happen after all international combat troops leave next year.
My number one priority outside of supporting the Afghans as they lead the fight this summer is the sustainability of the Afghan security forces.
Dunford says progress could be reversed without enough international support, militarily and politically. The International Crisis Group's Graham Smith says after 12 years of investment here, that uncertainty is beyond troubling.
If none of us really know how things are going to go in the next couple of years, that's scandalous, and we should feel ashamed collectively.
President Hamid Karzai will formally announce the handover early this week. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Kabul.
The best of seven NBA finals resume tonight in San Antonio. The Spurs and defending champion Miami Heat are tied at 2 games apiece. Hockey's Stanley Cup finals also tied. The Boston Bruins and Chicago Blackhawks have each won a game in their best of seven series. The Bruins won game 2 last night in overtime. This is NPR News.